This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
It's finally summertime, the season we anxiously wait for, and Canadians from coast to coast are eager to hit the road to explore, go camping, or vacation in places they've never been before. But this summer is different. Ever since U.S. President Donald Trump threatened tariffs and annexing Canada to become the 51st state, Canadians have made their anger well known in tangible ways by buying products made only here and categorically showing patriotism through the elbows-up sentiment. This summer, many are also refusing to travel to the States unless and until President Trump is out of the White House for good. That moratorium on cross-border travel is being felt as the revenue many states count on from their neighbors to the north has dried up. Angelica Ingram is the manager of tourism with the County of Halliburton. She says she's hearing from lots of people who've crossed off the United States off their lists as a future travel destination due to the insulting rhetoric by President Trump.
I'm in the same boat. We did the same thing in May. We canceled a trip we had planned for the U.S. We canceled it before May, but same thing. We just felt uncomfortable. And I'm hearing a lot of that anecdotally from people just not comfortable going down there right now. And I'm also seeing the data that you're seeing. And a lot of data, a lot of cross-border traffic is down.
According to Statistics Canada, the decline in car travel to the U.S. from Canada is now worse than early 2021, when COVID-19 restrictions were in place, with border crossings dropping 33.1% in June. Canadian air travel also fell by 22.1% in the same month. Last year, Canadians spent $20.5 billion south of the border, and the U.S. Travel Association has warned that even a 10% drop in Canadian tourism this year could cost the American economy $2.1 billion in spending and 140,000 jobs. Ingram says recession worries are causing Canadians to be more careful as well about where they're spending their tourist dollars. And while it's still too early to tell, that may mean more staycations within Canada.
That is a bit of what I am seeing and hearing. It's a little early. Like, I've sort of gauged a little bit of input and feedback from our own local operators and accommodators. They're cautiously optimistic that it's going to translate into more bookings for us and more day trippers. It's a little too early to tell. You know, they booked 6 months ago, a year ago, so that was probably pre the patterns changing. But they are cautiously optimistic that a lot of Canadians are looking for a local, a more close to home destination. They're looking elsewhere to where they normally travel. We're also hearing that because there's some concern about the economy and possible recessions because of the tariffs, people are looking for more affordable trips. They're looking for staycations or day trips. They're looking for a cheaper alternative to maybe than what they usually do. So for some accommodators, that means that their bookings are down. But for others, it means they're also optimistic that they might get, you know, a family or a couple from an hour radius coming for one night rather than somebody coming for a whole week. But it's, you know, it's still a booking. So we're really hoping in my department, we launched a marketing campaign in the spring to really tack on to this idea and messaging that, hey, we're close to home. We're kind of right in your backyard. We're a great weekend trip. We're a great, you know, day trip. And because of all the political attitudes out there and the shifts, we are truly trying to kind of make that work to our advantage this year, because we really do think we could be a good destination for people looking for an alternative. We've also heard that Quebecers are kind of a group that are looking for alternatives to the U.S. A lot of Quebecers do travel to the U.S. because of the proximity, and they are staying clear. They're not happy with the messaging coming from that country. So they're looking for alternatives. Ontario is kind of a nice next door neighbor option for them. So we've heard from our regional tourism organization that we could see an influx of Quebecers this summer and fall. So yeah, we're hoping, we're cautiously optimistic. I think some operators are nervous because of more the economy outlook and how that could affect travel for people. They're coming up with creative ways to still attract people, offering packages and deals and incentives. And I know Sir Sam's Inn, I think, is throwing in, if you book a third night, you get like a $50 gas card to help with your fuel coverage, right? So I think they're being really creative, and we're definitely hoping that we do see an influx of bookings.
Ingram says local organizations are trying to host a variety of events and festivals that will attract tourists to the county.
I think a lot of organizations and groups are trying to create events and festivals and things to attract people. I know this year, High Caliburton in the fall, we're trying to grow it and make it a bigger event. A lot of festivals and events that require people and volunteers, and that's always sometimes a struggle for these groups to find the people to man the festivals. But yes, I think that's one thing that we're trying to encourage, and I'm trying to encourage groups and places and say, hey, how can I help you? What can I do to, you know, help make this a success? I know Abbey Gardens is launching two new events this summer, a wellness fair and a food festival. And I've been working with Angela on those. And because I really like to see ideas like this, I like to see things that are different or things that have worked in other communities that I think we can translate to our community. And I try to work with a lot of partners on that. And I think shopping passports and incentives, you can win a prize and you can win a draw. I think those are really great. There's economic spinoff, and that's another nice sort of day trip kind of thing. People don't have to come for a whole week or weekend to fill out a few stamps on a shopping passport and win a $50 gift card or win a restaurant gift certificate. The BIA and some of the museums and cultural centers are good at doing those. And so, yeah, I think having more events is always a good idea. It's always nice to have something to promote and celebrate the area, and live music. That's another really good thing I think we see a lot of in this community. And we have lots of concerts, lots of events, and that music in the park, which is free, you know, that kind of stuff really draws people as well. Really free, accessible items can really help draw visitors. And Harvest Halliburton's another great example. They're looking to host a food forum this fall because they just really want to get, you know, farmers and growers and anyone involved in sort of the local food system back to the table, back in a room together, and talk about, hey, what are some ideas we could do? How can we work together? Can we create farm tours? Can we create an event? They're looking at a lot of agritourism opportunities. So I think it's great to see those conversations happening too. And we've been helping them a little bit organize that.
With lakes and forests offering all kinds of outdoor exploration and recreation, Ingram says Halliburton County has an inherent advantage in attracting tourists, but competition between regions in the province is very real.
I think a lot of tourist destinations are looking at the shift and saying, hey, how can we capture some of that market? I'm seeing a lot of that. I'm seeing a lot of local travel sort of campaigns emerge this year. Destination Ontario has launched a really great one. Seeing Ontario is supporting Ontario. And so everyone's trying to sort of get their piece of the pie, if you will. And, you know, we're fortunate in a way because we aren't super reliant on American visitors. We're not a border town or city. You know, certain areas are definitely a little nervous about the shift in travel patterns right now, because if you are dependent on American visitors, if you're Niagara Falls, you know, if you're Windsor, if you're these areas, you're not excited about the attitude shifting, because it's not going to work out for you. It's not just the American businesses suffering, there's Canadian ones suffering as well. So we're fortunate that way, because we aren't expecting a huge decrease because of the proximity we have. We really try to promote our lifestyle up here and our scenery, obviously our outdoor adventure, and the fact that we're not that remote. You know, we are a remote destination, but we are still, for many areas, we're not that inaccessible. So like I said, a day trip for some people, maybe a nice long weekend trip. So that's something we really promote. And of course, our arts and culture scene, and, you know, our culinary scene, and so those are the things that we really try, because landscape and geography is something that's very hard to compete with. You know, you can have great restaurants, great stores, but you can't make a great lake. So we're lucky that way, that we have the ingredients, if you will, for a great vacation. And you can't duplicate that in every case. We're sort of hearing, you know, it's kind of like the pandemic all over again in some ways, where people are feeling like this need to stay close and this need to sort of like, you know what, maybe this is the year where I just go to a different province, or I just go, you know, 3 hours away and I just stay close to home where I feel a little bit more comfortable. And this is the year of exploring my own country. So.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.